Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, April 9th. WASDE report this morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. Kind of keeping the markets in check here, although we are lower overnight in the wheat, bringing corn down a little bit due to yesterday afternoon's improving crop ratings. Let's take a look at wheat. We've got May down 7 cents, 458 and a quarter. Kansas City May down 6 and a quarter, 425 and a quarter. And Minneapolis May down a penny at 523. Corn, we've got May down a penny and a half at 358 and a half. December down a penny at 388. Market will be keeping an eye on things and whether or not we can hold those lows from that stocks report a couple of Fridays ago at 356 in the May. A lot of this bad news, people are thinking, is probably priced into the market, and we will see if that estimate in corn gets violated there. So planting yesterday, 2% versus 2% last year and 2% on average. Taking a look at beans, you've got May up a penny and a quarter at $9 even. November up a half cent at 932 and three quarters. So at 11 this morning, we'll be looking at some trade estimates here. The corn average estimate for carryout, 1.999 billion bushels. That's versus last month's 1.835. Soybeans, they're looking at 903 million bushels versus 900 last month. And wheat, 1.075 billion bushels versus 1.055. So slightly higher across the board expected here. In world-ending stocks, they're expecting the corn number 311.3 million metric tons versus 308.5. Soybeans up a bit, 108.3 million metric tons versus 107.2, and wheat also expected to be slightly higher, 270.9 million metric tons versus 270.5. In South American production, we're expecting a slight increase in Brazil's corn from 94.5 to 94.7. Soybeans also a little bit lower, 116.2 million metric tons versus 116.5. And in Argentina, a little bit higher in corn, 46.6 versus 46. And in the beans, also slightly higher, 55.4 versus 55. I think once we get this report out of the way, again, see how the market reacts and whether or not we can move any lower on a bearish number, especially with the funds still heavily short across the board here. And then the market will start looking towards the weather conditions and whether or not we're going to get any delay out of planting from this now named bomb cyclone moving across the Midwest again. So far, as far as planting delays, not a whole lot down in the Delta, a little bit surprising there. So again, get this report out of the way at 11, and then when we move on to spring weather after that. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.